This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The BJP today released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. Former Lok Sabha MP Dr. Rajdeep Roy will fight from Silchar, while sitting Rajya Sabha MP Rameshwar Teli has been fielded from Duliajan seat. Former State BJP Chief Ranjit Kumar Das will contest from Bhawanipur Sorbhag seat, and the Speaker in the present Assembly, Biswajit Daimare, will fight from Tamulpur constituency. Assam will vote for Assembly polls on the 9th April in a single phase. The BJP has also released its second list of 39 candidates for the Kerala Assembly polls. Former State BJP Chief Kumanam Rajashekaran will contest from Aranmula seat. Party has fielded Ashwini ML from Kasargod, Renu Suresh from Kongad, and B. Radhakrishna Menon from Changanisari. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held in New Delhi yesterday, which approved the names. Early this week, the party had released its first list of 47 candidates for the Kerala Assembly polls. Assembly polls will be held in a single phase in Kerala on the 9th of next month. The BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming Assembly by-elections 2026 in the various states. According to party, Ritesh Ravi Nayak has been fielded from the Ponda Assembly seat in Goa. In Nagaland, Dauchir I. Imchin will contest from the Koridang Assembly ST constituency. In Karnataka, the party has fielded Veerabhadraya Charantimat from Bagalkot Assembly seat, while Srinivas T. Dasakarayappa has been fielded from Davangere South Assembly constituency. In Tripura, Johar Chakravarti has been named as the party's candidate for the Dharmnagar Assembly constituency. President Draupadi Murmu visited the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir today. She also installed a 150 kg gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of the special religious ceremonies. The 150 kg gold-plated square metal plate features engraved Vedic and Bij mantras. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that MSMEs are emerging as an important pillar of the country's defence manufacturing sector. Addressing the National Defence Industries Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that local entrepreneurs, startups and innovators are playing a crucial role in enhancing India's technological capabilities and contributing significantly to the national economy. He highlighted that several MSMEs are actively working in emerging areas such as artificial intelligence, automation, robotics and other advanced technologies.
Our small and medium industries are moving forward with a new mindset and new technologies, playing a significant role in making the country self-reliant, Atmanirbhar. Seeing the success of IDEX DISC so far, for the first time more than 100 challenges are being presented by our defense public sector undertakings. I extend my heartiest congratulations to all the innovators for this new edition of DISC.
Noting MSME as the backbone of the economy, the Defence Minister emphasized that integrating small industries into large defence programs is essential to accelerate the pace of innovation. External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has debunked claims on social media that India and Iran have come face-to-face. The fact-check unit has termed the claim as fake and asked citizens to stay alert against such baseless claims on social media. The ministry has also termed as fake the claims that Iran has refused permission for 22 Indian ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Chethi Chand and Navre and Sajibu Cheroba. The IMD has issued the orange alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh until tomorrow. The weather agency has also issued orange alert for thunderstorms and hailstorms over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and West Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.